You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us on Thursdays, and we appreciate that. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Great to be back, Neil.
So, Rafi, a quick summary of your event last week. How did it go?
It was the most successful event we've had in the history of doing this, and we're 73 years old as an organization this year. So great turnout, really compelling awardees that really inspired the crowd that was there. We had close to 700 people present. We had over 800 people purchase tickets and make donations in support of the event. So from all accounts and the feedback that I've received, it was a home run. So we're very pleased with the response. And, you know, I think that this is turning into one of the premier criminal justice events that is sponsored, you know, annually in this city.
Yep. No doubt. And congratulations on that. I wanted to take a couple of things out of order here. I had Chief Kirkpatrick on this morning. Rafi, and we talked briefly about the National Guard, Governor Landry working out a deal where the Guard is going to be on the federal payroll, but under control of the state of Louisiana. She mentions that there's going to be a meeting before the end of the week. This past week, or the past 10 days, have been some of the most violent days that we've had in 2025. Timing is everything. Your thoughts?
Right. You know, so we've talked about this before. So the National Guard is not a new partner to the NOPD or foreign to the people of the city of New Orleans, because we are probably one of the cities that is, you know, most accustomed to seeing the National Guard deployed here for various things. We normally see them in the aftermath of a hurricane, but we also see them to support events and other problems that the city's having. Most recently, we saw them deployed here shortly after the terrorist attack on January the 1st of this year. And they were used not to respond to calls for service, not to conduct investigations, and not to make arrests. They were used to support the efforts of the New Orleans Police Department and the Louisiana State Police and all of the federal and state partners that were here to assist New Orleans in the aftermath of the terror attack. So, for instance, one of the functions of the National Guard after the terror attack was to set up checkpoints going in and out of Bourbon Street to make sure that no one was carrying a bomb. So it wasn't police officers or troopers or federal agents. It was National Guardsmen that were conducting searches into the carrying backpacks and purses of people going into the French Quarter. That didn't have to be police officers or law enforcement. It supplemented the police department and law enforcement, allowed them to do more proactive policing work. We saw them also deployed here for the Super Bowl in a support role, not in a primary role. And then we saw them remain in town for the Mardi Gras season, which was designated a SEER 1 event, meaning additional federal resources were deployed here, and they were a visual deterrent to crime. So we know that the New Orleans Police Department and the Louisiana State Police are understaffed in this city. And usually criminal offenders do not commit crimes in front of law enforcement, uniform law enforcement, nor will they do it in front of uniformed National Guardsmen. The police department and their law enforcement partners have successfully used deployments of the National Guard to serve as a visual deterrent to crime. You're going to see those guardsmen walking up and down Canal Street and in and around the French Quarter as a visual deterrent to crime. So we saw a mass shooting on Bourbon Street early on Sunday morning, last Sunday morning at 2:30 in the morning. Two knuckleheads that were having a disagreement decided that they were going to settle their disagreement with a shootout in the 200 block of Bourbon Street. As you know, we've seen play out far too often. The people that were conducting the shootings didn't aim too well. So the individual that was arrested, I believe, yesterday from Jefferson Parish, pulled out his gun and decided to try and shoot the person he was having a dispute with. He wounded that person. That person pulled out his gun and returned fire and hit and murdered the tourist that was in town celebrating her birthday party. Two other people were wounded in the melee. Yeah. At that time, there were about 6 to 8 NOPD officers on duty in the entire 8th District. So they couldn't be everywhere. And if National Guardsmen can supplement the presence of the New Orleans Police Department in uniforms, it will serve as a deterrent. I can't tell you that if the National Guardsmen were here, that would have prevented that event from happening. But what I can tell you is that if they are here, it reduces the potential of similar events like that happening. And we saw after the National Guard was deployed here, after the terrorist attack, and they remained through Mardi Gras, we saw crime go down while they were here. And as I said, it's not because they were making arrests or responding to calls for service or conducting investigations. They were a visual deterrent, and they supported the efforts of law enforcement, allowing law enforcement to better protect and serve the people of the city of New Orleans. So I think that there's not a downside to the National Guard coming. And the police department and the Louisiana State Police have recent experience and have relationships with the Guard, and they know how to deploy them and use them. And, you know, the chief during her segment on your show earlier this morning acknowledged that, you know, these are resources that if they're offered to her, she'll use them and use them to better protect and serve the people of the city of New Orleans.
Yeah. No doubt. And, I'm encouraged that they're going to have a meeting, and obviously she's going to be able to articulate the manner in which she would like to deploy these individuals, and hopefully there's going to be a meeting of the minds with the governor or whoever he's going to have as his point person dealing with this issue and get it done sooner rather than later. I mean, it's not going to cost us anything.
It's of course not.
Take it.
You know,
yeah.
I was talking with some officials from the state police. Some of these National Guardsmen are actually police officers that are also in the National Guard. You know, they may be military police. So if they have a police background, the Louisiana State Police deploys their troopers in two-man cars in this city. So they're limited as to the number of cars that they can put out on patrol and to initiate investigations and operations because the fact that they double up their cars with two troopers. When the National Guard is here and they have MPs that have street law enforcement backgrounds, they put a guardsman as the passenger in the state police vehicle, which essentially doubles the state police presence while they're here. So there are, you know, real benefits. And this isn't something that we're going to reinvent the wheel. This has been done previously by the Louisiana State Police, most, you know, in earlier this year. And they intend to do that again. And there really is, you know, as I said, no downside. Common sense says that if additional assets are being offered to you at no additional cost, you accept them.
Yeah. Let's jump around here a little bit, because this next topic, I think, aligns with this one very well, about homicides and constitutional carry. You know, we've seen an uptick, and I've been watching the graphs that you provide on your website, and the steepness of the curve down is starting to flatten out, and that goes back probably 60 days or so. And I know as you've been looking at this, what are your feelings about what you're seeing?
So the uptick in homicides can really be traced back to July. So in July of this year, there were 10 homicides in the city of New Orleans. And in August, there were 12, and in September, there were 13. So you're seeing a progression of them. Over the same period of time, July through September of 24, there were 30 homicides. During the third quarter of 2025, which is July, August, and September, there were 35 homicides. So there were five more homicides in this quarter than there was in the prior quarter. So that is of concern. But when you take a look at what's happening over, you know, the course of a year, you're seeing that despite the fact that we had the terror attack on January the 1st, and there were 14 homicides committed then, and the bad 3 months that we've had, we're still down 5%. The numbers of homicides in 2025 versus 2024. One of the problems that I'm seeing is everyone knows that there aren't enough police officers. And the way the police department and the state police have brought down crime is that they have engaged in proactive policing. If the police department or the state police put all of their efforts in responding to calls for service, it means that a crime was already perpetrated, and then they're trying to rush there and get there to identify who the perpetrators are. But in successful law enforcement agencies, they don't put all of their eggs into just responding to calls for service. They also engaged in proactive policing. And one of the most important tools for proactive policing, particularly in the French Quarter, where there's a lot of foot traffic, was that the police department, up until the passage of constitutional carry, were aggressively and proactively looking for individuals that were carrying concealed weapons under their clothing. Prior to concealed carry, you had to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. So if an officer, based on their training, observed the outline of a firearm under someone's clothing, it gave them the legal authority and justification to go up and inquire if that individual had a permit to carry that concealed weapon. And if the answer was no, the officers could begin to conduct a misdemeanor investigation. And during the course of that investigation, they would determine the identity of the individual. Some of those misdemeanor gun stops would identify people that were wanted for violent crimes for service. Additionally, they were also identifying individuals that were convicted felons in possession of a firearm or if the weapon was fully automatic. And in prior to the passage, in the 12 months prior to the passage of constitutional carry, about 400 handguns were removed from people in the French Quarter. Under Louisiana law, you cannot bring a handgun into a bar. Yet Bourbon Street is an open-air bar for 10 blocks. So the, you know, the reality is that guns and alcohol don't blend together very well. And we saw, you know, I just went over the mass shooting incident that occurred early on last Sunday morning at 2:30 a.m. And I can't help but believe that the two people that were involved in an argument that decided to settle the argument by firing shots at each other, a shootout, that alcohol was involved in that. 2:30 in the morning on Bourbon Street, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. But no. What I can tell you is that, you know, the police had absolutely no chance, even if they were present there, to prevent that from happening, because under constitutional carry, the police can't do anything about anyone carrying a concealed weapon till they take the weapon out and commit a crime with it. And that's what happened. So we're seeing some of the, you know, the consequences of legislation that was passed to send a political message at the expense of public safety. And yeah. I hope that the legislature will reconsider this. The French Quarter, in particular Bourbon Street, is an open bar. And if we recognize the principle that you don't want to bring a firearm into a bar because people are going to be drinking and you don't want people settling their arguments or disputes in the close quarters of a bar with guns, why would you want that on Bourbon Street, where anyone that wants to can walk down the street with an open container, you know, drinking alcoholic beverages?
Yeah, so that'd make any sense.
I just think that really limits and hinders the police department's ability to better protect and serve the people of the city of New Orleans.
Absolutely. When we come back, we got to get to a break. We'll talk about the introduction of legislation requiring prosecutors to agree to waive a jury. Right now, just the defense lawyer can do so, and the prosecutor can't object. We'll be right back, folks, with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, last Friday, the DA said that he is going to draft legislation to require prosecutors to agree when a defendant seeks to waive a jury and have a trial by judge. Your thoughts?
Well, I totally support that. And, you know, it was because that the MCC had issued a report documenting that the defense authority has the exclusive discretion whether to waive a jury and be tried by a judge in a felony matter. So the Crime Commission has issued some reports where we've researched and documented an alarming disparity between verdicts rendered by certain judges in criminal court. So we took a look at 3 years worth of judge and jury trials in Orleans Parish, 22, 23, and 24. And what we found was that juries acquitted defendants at a 43% rate over that 3 year span. There are 12 judges in criminal district court. 10 of the 12 judges had an average of two judge trials per year. So, meaning the defendant opted to waive the jury only twice on average over a three-year span with the other 10 judges of criminal district court, and their acquittal rate was 58%. So two judges conducted over 50% of the judge trials in criminal district court. Judge Campbell presided over an average of 16 judge trials per year, meaning the defendant walked into her section of court, not two times, but 16 times a year, waived the jury and elected to be tried by a judge, and her acquittal rate was 79%. Judge Roche, who had only been on the bench for one full year, had 16 judge trials, meaning the defendant waived the jury and elected to be tried by Judge Roche, and his acquittal rate was 88%. So the defense recognizes that those two judges have a distorted burden of proof that results in a more favorable outcome for their clients, and the prosecution has no say in preventing that. So the Crime Commission believes that it's fundamentally fair and equitable for not just the defendant, but the people of the state of Louisiana, as represented by the district attorney's office and prosecutors, to have a say in the manner of trial for felony cases. So this is not the first time that we've documented this problem. 21 years ago, we did a similar study, taking a look at criminal district court. And instead of two judges that were outliers, we found three judges that were outliers. And 21 years ago, we called for a change in the law. So now that the DA is calling for that, and a few weeks ago, I was called to the legislature to present the findings of our judge trial report that we issued and presented to the legislature the statistics that I just recited to you and your audience in this. And I've received a commitment from certain Senator Morris from the legislature that he will author legislation. The DA has secured a commitment from a senator to do this. So I'd like to see this be a bipartisan effort. And I'd like to think that now that we see the inequity of this, that this law will finally be changed to normalize Louisiana with the 31 other states and the federal government that require the prosecution a say in whether a jury can be waived in a felony case. So this is just a matter of fundamental fairness and equity. And this is something that 31 states have elected to change the law and giving the prosecution a say. And the federal government does this and has been doing this for decades. So it's time for Louisiana to wake up and smell the coffee and recognize that both sides are entitled to a fair shake. And the people of the state of Louisiana, as represented by prosecutors and district attorney's offices, not just in New Orleans, but all over Louisiana, should have a say in whether a felony case is tried by a judge or a jury.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a welcome change. Let's pivot real quick. Tyrell Morris, who was the former Orleans Parish Communications Director, goes to trial, was convicted of malfeasance in office, insurance fraud, false impersonation of a peace officer, and injuring public records. You will recall, and you and I talked about this a lot, he was a disaster as the head of the 911 center. It was one of his roles, and that went off the rails really quick.
Right. So, you know, he was appointed in August of 2018 as the executive director of the communications district. By the beginning of 19, the MCC was receiving complaints about his poor judgment with respect to the performance of his duties in that capacity. More particularly, we were informed that he hired and had promoted a convicted felon to oversee a part of the communications district that had access to the federal national crime information system. Under federal guidelines, a convicted felon cannot have access to that information. And Mr. Morris was made aware of it. He ignored that law. We made the referral to the New Orleans Inspector General's office. They conducted their own independent review, confirmed everything that we had reported to them, and issued a report. But not only did they find that he was improperly giving restricted access to a convicted felon to the national information database, but the IG's office questioned the purchases and use of the office credit card, also documented the fact that Mr. Morris was a licensed real estate agent that was conducting real estate transactions while he was supposedly on the clock for the communications district, and some of his transactions involved employees of the communications district. And then one of the more egregious things was that Mr. Morris, and we provided the inspector generals with this, we saw on social media that Mr. Morris's then husband had been issued an official Orleans Parish Communications District ID card identifying him by name as the first husband of the agency. So, you know, that designation as first husband, you know, is in reference to the first lady of being the president, or, you know, first, you know, spouse member of the governor. So that shows you the mindset of Tyrell Morris, that he considered himself not the executive director, but a president. So everything that you talked about with respect to what he was convicted of and everything I just talked to you about are all symptoms of dysfunctionality and a distorted sense of entitlement that he exhibited during his tenure as the director of the communications district. And there were additional referrals that the Crime Commission made to the Inspector General's office over time. And there were audits conducted in which the Inspector General's office identified tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of questionable and improper expenditures of communication district funds. But all of this came to a head. Everything was ignored. He was allowed to continue on there until May of 2023 when he was involved in an accident in a communications district vehicle that was outfitted with blue lights. So that was on or about his birthday. And during the trial, the prosecution put on video evidence or a photograph of him celebrating his birthday at a bar drinking. And after he left the bar, he was involved in that accident. And there was video of that accident that occurred. The Inspector General's office conducted an investigation, documented and located the video evidence of the accident, documented the fact and confirmed the information that was presented by WDSU television, in which the television station requested the policies of the communications district with respect to reporting an accident, that any accidents that occurred in a department vehicle. And Mr. Morris, it was documented by WDSU and then confirmed by the Inspector General's office that Mr. Morris, after the accident, changed the policy to only require that an employee, which included him, that was involved in an accident in a department vehicle, had to submit to drug and alcohol testing. He changed it from that policy to a policy of only if there was someone injured in the accident. So during the trial, the prosecution called the individual that Mr. Morris hit, who was actually the victim of this, and the Inspector General's office located this individual and presented this witness to the prosecution. The witness indicated that Mr. Morris struck his vehicle, and he was intimidated by the fact that Mr. Morris had blue lights in his car. He thought he was the police. So all of this evidence was presented during the trial that spanned last week, and the jury deliberated for about 45 minutes in returning a verdict of guilty as charged in all four counts of this. So that verdict and the guilty verdict is an indication of the quality of the investigation that was conducted by the Inspector General's office. The greatest advantage a prosecutor has is the investigative work that supports the prosecution. So the Inspector General's office basically documented every element of the four offenses that Mr. Morris was charged with. The jury deliberated about 45 minutes and returned a guilty as charged verdict. And that's when this case took a couple of other interesting turns. The judge, after the jury verdict, elected to remand Mr. Morris into custody while she considered what sentence to render. And on Wednesday, yesterday, he was sentenced. Prior to his sentencing, the prosecution introduced an audio tape of a conversation Mr. Morris had while in custody in Paris prison. So the phone system that's used by the inmates in that facility, all of the conversations are recorded. Above the phone is a message that all of these conversations are being recorded. The prosecution presented the judge with the audio of Mr. Morris referring to the judge as a B. And the judge, in rendering her sentence, indicated that I have no concern. This is a quote that I'm picking up from the newspaper. I have no concern over how you see me. This is a court of law. It's not emotional. It does not get angry or upset or increase the amount of time because you have decided in your anger that you would dishonor this court and that you believe you are exceptional. You feel you are exceptional. You are not. You are just like me, the DA, and all the public officials in this court. We would never be here if you had done what you needed to do in the first place. And she sentenced him to 10 years suspended with a special condition that he serve 1 year in custody. So he got 1 year in jail as the result of his betrayal of the public trust and the violation of his official duties as the Orleans Parish communications director. And, you know, this is, you know, a prime example of, A, the good work that's done by the Inspector General's office, and B, holding corrupt public officials accountable when they abuse the authority of their office. So this is something that you normally see in federal court. This played out in state court. It was good work by the IG and the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office, and I believe justice was served with this verdict.
Absolutely, for sure. As always, we truly appreciate your time and your insight, and we appreciate you spending time with us today, and have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. That was Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With us. Just a reminder, folks, we will be visiting with the mayoral candidate Oliver Thomas tomorrow at 12. Dave Cohen and I, we will have a one-hour-long interview with Mr. Thomas about what he hopes to accomplish if he's fortunate enough to win the office of mayor of the city of New Orleans. We continue to try to coordinate with the other candidates to get some time with them, and it may happen next week. And on Tuesday of next week, we have all three sheriff's candidates that will join us. So we'll do back-to-back-to-back interviews on Tuesday of next week, both Dave Cohen and myself. You know, folks, there's no LSU football Saturday because the Tigers obviously have a bye. They get to rest and get ready for South Carolina. But we will be bringing you a sports talk special with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, live from Rouse's Market in Mandeville, and from 1 to 4. And they're going to have a special guest. Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive tackle Willie Rofe will be at the store from 12:30 to 2:45. Come by, huddle up, talk Saints and LSU, NFL and SEC football while you shop for everything you need for food, fun, and cheering on your favorite teams. Don't miss a special Saturday edition of Sports Talk with Bobby and Mike with special guest Willie Rofe at Rouse's Market in Mandeville on the East Causeway approach from 1 to 4 on WWL. And also today at 4, you can meet up with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller right there at the Treasure Chest Casino, the Game Bar and Grill. Can the 0-4 Saints finally turn a W this weekend? Jeff Duncan breaks down things at 4:30, plus the publisher of the New York Giants on Sports Illustrated, Patricia Traina, previews the G-Men's trip to the Dome at 6:10. And then at 7, Thursday Night Football, the 49ers at the Rams on WWL and the Odyssey channel. So, and also, we're still giving tickets. Today's the final day to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants this Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter. One time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio. Today is the last day, so you want to get in there before they shut it down. And it shuts down at 11:59 p.m. this evening. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll see what Scoot has coming your way when we return. Welcome back, folks. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, why are there so many accidents on, like, the spillway? Why are there so many accidents, like, in certain areas? So we'll talk a little bit about that. I love that Mayor Cantrell is proposing $74 million in new taxes and fees paid for by businesses and citizens. Knowing
it's
the city was
gift.
Broke, knowing the city was broke, she's traveling around with her booty guard. You know, her boy toy. Just ridiculous. We'll talk about that and a lot more this afternoon.
She's a very kind person. It's a parting gift.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah. Scoot's up next, folks. Stay tuned.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.